Billy Bush, host of Access Hollywood, joining us on the line right now. Hi, Billy.
Hey, what's up, Jamie?
Not too much. You've got a very busy plate with your hosting gigs of several different things. You've got radio, television, pageants. You do it all.
I do it all. You got to do things that are different in order to keep yourself from going crazy doing the same thing. So the radio show is really fun, and that gets me out there and lets me expand a little more on, because Access Hollywood is so tight and highly edited. And Miss USA, come on. I mean, it's fun, it's live, it's always in a nice location.
And who would pass that up, really?
Please, exactly. I'm a happily married man for 11 years, but I consider myself a connoisseur.
Well, and really, I mean, if you can get paid to be around such, it's like Howie Mandel.
Yeah, that's why Donald Trump owns it. I mean, it's, you know, he loves beauty. And I'm paid well to orchestrate the beauty around the stage.
What a life.
What a life.
Now, everybody's still talking about it. I want your I'm going to give you two words. Miss California.
Miss California. Interesting. Tonight on my on Access Hollywood and also on the radio show, I have an interview with Miss California, or the executive director, Shayna Mokler, formerly of the Meet the Barkers on MTV and also a former Miss USA. I asked her, I said, before the pageant, did you guys buy Miss California and pay for her breast augmentation? She admitted, yes, they did. I didn't know that was offered as part of the gig, but we kind of get into it on how those negotiations went down and whose idea it was, which is it's interesting because that's what was on her mind going in and coming out. Obviously, she's like a transformed person. You know, she's now at the forefront of the you know, traditional marriage crusade. She's been adopted. She's now speaking for National Organization of Marriage. Interesting.
Now, it seems like she's getting flayed alive for having a personal opinion about something. Tell me, because as you mentioned, I know you've spoken with her also on your show since the incident. Do you agree or disagree with her response? Not necessarily her actual opinion, but in the way she answered, you know, on the pageant and in that forum.
Well, you're right. The exact question was, Vermont became the fourth state to legalize same-sex marriage. Do you think all states should follow suit? Why or why not? So the question was about states. Individually, should all states follow? And she ended up giving a personal opinion on same-sex marriage. So she just got blindsided by the question. She was like, whoa, holy mackerel. And that's what she came up with. You know, that moment is, I've seen wheels spin off a lot worse than that. In fact, Arizona was a little bit before her, and her answer was brutal. I think that she could have answered the question differently and maybe done a little better. But at the end of the day, she had this personal opinion and feeling in there, and she shared it. It's the majority of the opinion of the country. It's also the same position as Barack Obama, at least politically. I'm not alarmed by her answer. I think it's interesting that she's at the forefront of it.
Now, that could almost be considered a low for her, and every day on Access Hollywood you're talking about celebrity highs and lows. And speaking of that, this month on the show, we're going to be seeing a lot of the tops, and that's not to say that being at the top of a list is a good thing. One of the things that you're going to be featuring is the top five meltdowns. Tell me what else you're working on for that series.
Well, that's the top five. The fives have been real, people are going crazy for this, because they're breaking out body parts and limbs and all kinds of things. It's like the top five boobs, the top five buns, the top five. Even I'm like looking at the boss going, what is going on here? But they're going everywhere. Top five meltdowns, top five, you know, the feuds. And then, you know, I think you'll see as it develops, you know, it'll get a little deeper. But we started with a bang with the buns and the chest and all that.
Now, so, okay, you mentioned it.
Celebrities are watching. They want to know if they fit on this list.
Well, now, see, because you brought it up and you mentioned it. So, who do you agree with the top one set of buns? Actually, hold that thought. You know, we're going to get back to the music. We're going to hear Billy Bush's answer, and we're going to talk more about Access Hollywood coming up in just a little bit. More music on Top of the Charts right now.